Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It is a good day to bid you good day. Hello, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer Horn. The situation in Baltimore, as far as I can figure looking around, I mean, a couple of different sources, doesn't look like there was any activity after the verdict. For those of you who didn't hear the story, the police officer, the first one of the six to be tried, found not guilty with regard to Freddie Gray's death. He was accused, this officer, of assaulting Freddie Gray. We all remember the story of him dying in the police van. Officer Edward Nero cleared of all charges. Now, this is the first of six trials.
This is the second, actually.
The first one was also guilty. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for reminding me.
This was not guilty. And this was the officer who put Freddie Gray into the back of the paddy wagon. And basically, they just had to prove one thing. And that is, did he purposefully not buckle in Freddie Gray? It was not a rule. You weren't really, I mean, there was no rule saying that you had to buckle in anybody in that paddy wagon. The rule had changed 3 days prior to when they put Freddie Gray into the back of the wagon. And this guy's like, look, I didn't even know that that was a rule. There's no one showed it to me. It wasn't a policy that was sent out. I wasn't even aware of this rule. I was following protocol. And the judge that he stood in front of for his trial believed him. This was a black judge. He chose to do a non-jury trial, so it was just a judge that decided. And there was obviously a doubt that this was something that was done purposely. Mm-hmm. And I think something interesting to note here is that Marilyn Mosby, who's prosecuting these cases, chose to start with her two strongest cases against police officers, which were the first two, and so far, no dice on either one.
But there's gradient
more, right?
There's four more. There are gradient levels here. My understanding, if it is not the same as yours, Jennifer, is that these people that are being tried are in the order in which they think they may be able to relieve them they expect them to be found not guilty. And this guy wasn't as involved as the others up the totem pole. So the ones that are, at least unless I've got it backwards, the ones that are still to be tried are more culpable, at least that would seem to be than were these first two.
These first two are supposed to be the easiest convictions. The next one that is probably going to be the maybe most likely conviction, if there were to be one, would be the one that's coming next in June, and that is for the driver of the paddy wagon, because there were reports that they were driving the vehicle in a rough way.
Well, something must have happened for him to die, so somebody's in, you know, someone had control over his position in the back.
Not necessarily, because you have an account of a prisoner who was in the back of the paddy wagon with him, who said that he was actually hammering his head into bolts.
Didn't that same passenger also rescind that and then say it again after he was in police custody?
They've been saying it back and forth. Yeah. But if you look in the past of Freddie Gray's arrest, he has hurt himself in custody before. This was like a pattern. I don't know that this is the case where you're going to get convictions of police officers. I mean, it's very sad that a man had to die. But to use this as the one where you're going to say, I'm going to get the police, I don't know that this is the case to do it. I don't know that there was protocol that was broken.
The one thing that I at least hope changes, because that, like, the fact that that wasn't
protocol.
For
the audience's benefit, Kara is from Baltimore. Family lives in Baltimore, so a little closer to this than the rest of us. Anyway,
I just, like, the fact, you know, this guy was able to get off and maybe he didn't do anything wrong. And it doesn't sound like he was trying to be malicious, but the fact that it wasn't protocol to buckle someone up into the backseat of a paddy wagon, that just seems and that seems to be common sense. And hopefully this situation, if no one goes to jail for it, hopefully it will change things higher up, that things like this that are just common sense become protocol. This shouldn't be something that you question whether to do it or not.
All right.
Right.
So here's really the story for those who don't remember. There have been two, as Jennifer suggested, found not guilty of criminal charges related to the death of Freddie Gray, 25-year-old guy arrested in Baltimore. He was running away from the police when they captured him. He had a pocket knife on him, whether it was out or not, I don't remember. He was handcuffed in the police van. They stopped the van. to put him in leg braces because he was kicking and screaming. He was then put back in the van, no seatbelt on. When he got to the station, he was unconscious and he died of spinal cord injuries. Because there are a lot of questions with this, the trials are supposed to be getting answers. The good thing, if there is a good thing or the reasonable thing, is that whatever protest took place after the announcement of the verdict, mostly peaceful. Can I tell you something about that, though? Much noise.
Do you know, during the trial of Edward Nero, there was one person out there on a daily basis that was protesting. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the verdict was announced that all these people showed up. Don't forget that this is the birthplace of the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these people will show up for camera time. And they are really not interested in the message of the trial. And that's pretty sad.
Well, but that's what happens with activists in certain, and just black activists. It's activists
not
everywhere.
Saying it is. Up,
well, and this is what happens, I feel like, and I don't know this for a fact, but it's possible that they're not all out there because a lot of people who are involved in this are not from Baltimore or the Baltimore area. It's people who are coming in. And that was a situation with a lot of the, you know, violent protests that were going on. People who are coming and they don't live in this city, so they don't give a crap about it, coming and taking part in it and, you know, burning down places where other people live.
Same thing happened in Ferguson and many other places where this has become part of a larger national conversation. Racially charged police brutality claims. The judge was black, and therefore, according to some who are there, they think that it had more credibility, which is shameful and sad in and of itself.
Well, now this guy's going to have
trouble. People look at it as if it was better because the judge was black and the police officer was white.
This judge is now going to have trouble getting reelected because of this decision, most likely. I mean, it's just sad to see
the justice system. It's racial politics. It isn't justice necessarily.
Well, it seems like most people are actually supportive of what the judge had to say.
I was just going to say, even
the family's attorney said that he didn't disagree with the decision.
That doesn't mean that it's going to get down to the rank and file voter that way. It's going to get down as black guy doesn't send white guy to jail for doing in a black guy, so we don't want him on the bench anymore. We'll see if we can find somebody some dude will run against this judge
in a
who's
city
tough
where the,
on crime.
In a That'll city where the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, comes out and says, we're going to give
useless.
You a safe space to rage. Yeah, it would be tough for this guy, I think, to find a fair
mayor
election.
Mayor is useless. Police commissioner is useless. Yep. 14 past the hour on Good Day. Let me turn your attention to something that's very useful. My indication early on that I wanted to help the folks doing great things in Central America and South America, Latin America, Food for the Poor, one of the largest international relief organizations, the one that I'm supporting here, providing life-saving food, secure housing, clean water, health care, emergency relief, all kinds of projects and educational opportunities for people. And they start with a plan which would allow you to give $75 over the course of a year, $10 a month or something like that, to help a child have food for a year and clean water for the rest of his or her life. If you'd like to change the reality that these children are living in places like Haiti, where there's nothing going on to really fix the country after the earthquake and after they've had countless hurricanes that have wiped out, it's just a mess down there. As an example, there are plenty of other places. I mean, think about it this way. Can you put yourself in a place where you can imagine not being able to buy any food at all for your children? This is what the circumstance is. It's heartbreaking. When I looked at these stories, I said, I'm stepping in and helping and seeing if I can get the audience to do the same. So here's how you help. $75 tax-free. It's a deduction, tax deduction, 844-868-4673. That ought not to be the motivation for you doing it, but it doesn't hurt. Food for the Poor, 844-868-HOPE, or hit #250 on your telephone and say the word give when you're prompted. #250, the word give, to talk from your heart and your head.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
This is the best time I've ever had.
I had tacos, tequila, and Budweiser to wash it down, and an eye full of boobies. It's a five-hour energy. Dump that out, and you fill it full of tequila. Works a lot better.
Today on American Biker Minute,
the Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Jeff Ryan, American Biker Minute.
Amanda Rose, Orlando, CBR 600, a black shirt with holes all the way through it, definitely showing my assets, booty shorts, fishnets, and boots, long brown hair, red lipstick on, definitely a free feeling.
There's no better place to be than right here, Saturday, right now. This is the best place on earth.
This is the best time I've ever had in Bikoberfest.
Bikers are making a splash.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you know if you're in love? Well, it's a tough question, but one everyone will invariably attempt. What's the answer? Well, first, the human behavior of it. Today, I get to tell you about my dad, smart man, you would have liked him. And one day, I asked my father, he and I were having one of those moments, and I was struggling with this love question, so I asked, Dad, how do you know when you're in love? Here's my father's answer. He said, Son, if this person brings out the best in you, it's love. If they bring out the worst in you, it's not love.
You make me want to be a better man.
What's the cheap psychological trick? People whom we love bring out the best in us in every conceivable way. They make us want to be better than we really are. And you know what? We do the same if they love us back. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so the folks at Bayer announced they wanted to buy Monsanto. And I think we had a running tweet on that, a lot of, retweets, Twitter
yes.
at Good Day Show of this story. The folks at Monsanto are going to be bought by Bayer. It's a German company, drug company, started out to be. And then they invested in crop companies. They bought up pretty much, every big ag business in Europe. And so now they're going to buy up Monsanto. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the Justice Department if the Justice Department gets away of this like they did or have so far with the Dow buyout of DuPont. So Monsanto is the seed company that uses all kinds of pesticides on their seeds. A German drug company, Bayer, has gotten into the crop chemical or chemical crop business, whichever way you want to put it. Bayer, by the way, is not the biggest of all of these companies around the world. I thought Monsanto was the biggest. Monsanto is the biggest American company doing this. Bayer bigger than them, but there are a couple of other companies that are bigger than the two of them together. All of these folks, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know, they're all adding chemicals to the seeds and to the way you get your food grown. So, of course, we're all going to live to be healthier and happier if this happens, right? 21 past the hour. Keep the tweets going.